I'm very excited here to have Freddy Johnston with us, ladies and gentlemen, this morning, live on our stage. And if you're nearby, you can get down here to Monona Terrace and see Freddy Johnston live. This is what he looks like live. Ladies and gentlemen, Freddy Johnston. And you're not actually from Madison. It just seems that way because you're here a lot.
I hear a lot, Michael.
You hear a lot.
I'm excited to be here, too, and see the orange booth and see where it's done.
Yeah, this is it. And
it's exciting.
Okay. When you're not here, where are you then?
I'm either here or New York City, you know.
Yeah.
And everywhere in between.
Yeah. Do you ever get tired of being described as the songwriter or the?
Well, who would get tired of that? No, I I don't get it called that often. Thanks
you
for
do.
That.
You do every time I hear it. Oh yeah, Freddy, the songwriter.
That and 50 Cent, you know, gets me.
What do they mean when they say that?
I'm really not sure.
Yeah.
You know, I'm really not.
You must write songs for other songwriters.
That's what it is, yeah.
Yeah.
When they need a song.
Yeah. You're from Kansas, though, is that true?
I'm originally from Kansas, and so I'm partially responsible for Miss Kansas's tattoo. Sure.
Well, it does say Freddy. I was going to ask you about that.
Slightly misspelled.
Big heart and a big knife.
A big broken heart.
Yeah, there's a knife through it.
A knife.
Probably a song in that somewhere, right?
I think that I'm going to be working on that as soon as I get home.
Yeah,
which is just a few blocks away.
Is it true in the little town you grew up in Kansas they didn't have a music store and you couldn't?
It's true. Yeah, I know. I drove to Dodge City to buy my first guitar.
You did.
To buy my first record. Sorry.
Yeah, first record.
I ordered my guitar through the mail.
Yeah. What was your first record?
My first record that I really bought was Elvis Costello, My Aim Is True.
Okay, that's a good one.
That's the one, you know, every other record I was given.
That's why you're so stylistically like Elvis Costello.
Oh, well, I learned a lot from him. He's a great artist.
Mine was the Dovells, the Bristol Stomp.
Ah.
It's had no effect in my life ever since.
You know, I was just about to break
Bristol
into that song.
Are sharp as a thistle when they do the Bristol Stomp.
Fantastic.
I don't know why I like that.
You
but
don't
I
need a musical guest at all.
I thought that was so cool and hip, and I wanted to be a Dovell from that. Was
that's
that
sort
of the effect that Elvis Costello had on you?
What's that?
Was that the effect that Elvis Costello had
it
on
did.
You?
It did. No, I absolutely wanted to, you know, that's what music does to a young mind.
Yeah.
You want to reinvent your world and write songs about it and all that.
Yeah.
And here I am on stage with you. I'm a pretty lucky guy, I think, you know?
You know what's great about your songs is you're such a great observer. So, you know, your songs are actually about life, you know, and what you observe and what you sense.
Yeah, I write songs with visual images in them.
Very visual.
So, yes, that's just how I always learned, you know.
Yeah. Do you paint as well or draw? Or
that's very funny. That's my other. That's the only other hobby. That's the one thing I'm embarrassed about talking about. I can talk about music all day, but I draw on the side.
And really?
In the same way
is
that
it hard
you know,
to draw on your
like,
side?
Like artists, you know, it's hard to draw on my side. On my head is most difficult. But that's the little thing that nobody sees, you know, really.
I have here Bad Reputation from the first The Perfect World.
Right. Indeed, yeah, the photo on the back taken here in Madison.
You can tell by the cyclone.
You can tell by the chain link fence, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, I love Madison a lot, but that was... and that's my grandparents on the cover.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah,
in front of the Taj Mahal.
I know. It's
so cool.
The Taj Mahal, a monument that a sultan built to his wife. And here's my grandparents sitting in front of it, about as far apart on that bench as they can get. So that says a lot about love. They went around the world in 1965 with a group of other Kansans. And by the time they got to India, they were...
Not
ready
talking.
To get home. Yeah, you can tell.
Yeah. That's very cool.
I take after my grandfather a lot, I've heard.
So
that's not really a compliment.
This first song, what's it going to be?
Well, I don't know. You know, I was going to play a song from... I have a new record.
Great.
I'm crowdfunding, you know?
Doing
that these days.
Yeah.
And I can play you a new song, Michael, if you'd like to hear it. It's called By the Broke Streetlight.
Sounds great.
It's just a song. Tonight, wait for
broke street light. I can tell the way you're pouring my coffee. You've been waiting for some time to walk right out of this place. So wait for me later on tonight. Wait for me, darling, by the broom. By the broke street light. 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 I can tell the way you're looking at me. You've been looking for someone to drive you out of this town. So wait for me just out of sight. Wait for me, darling, by the broke street light. By the broke street light. By the broke street light.
That's like the dark end of the street. That's how it got to be the dark end of the street.
Because the street light broke.
Yeah, the damn light's been out for years now. You know?
Now that's, thank you, Michael, for tying it all together. That's how it got to be the dark end of the street. That might be the title of dot, dot, dot. That's how it got to be the, anyway.
It's a little long at a certain point.
Yeah, it is. It's now, more of a subtitle.
So now you're going to crowdfund this. That's the latest thing now, crowdfunding and crowdsourcing. What is it? That's where they can actually pay for everything you do, right?
Well, kind of. You know, the record company system is kind of it's a patronage system anyway, you know, where they give you money and don't expect to get it back generally, though they don't tell you that. But they, the patronage system, you know, the fans give you their $20 and they expect to get it back somehow, I guess, in joy, you know, or in songs.
Yeah, right.
And that's, it's just... Yeah. You know, the internet made it possible.
So how can someone do that if they?
Right. Well, I'll advertise. I'm on. There's a site called PledgeMusic.com.
Yeah.
My thing hasn't even started actually.
Oh.
But it's a site that's all about music, and I'll start it next month. And when I get the money, then I'll put the record out. You know, it's just how you do it.
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
I've been spending all my money on it the last 2 years, and now it's done. But I have to get it out.
Very cool. Very cool. Is there a name for this album?
My new record is called Neon Repairman.
Repairman.
Yeah, it's a song. It's a song on the record.
Yeah.
Good time. I wrote it consciously emulating Wichita Lineman. It's a long story, but I was trying to finish the song, and so I looked at Wichita Lineman and. There's a lot of similarities there between the two characters.
In
the nighttime Wichita lineman, yes.
Yeah, are you gonna do that now? It's really totally up to you. It seems like we should do it.
It's a song that I don't know what to say about the neon repairman. He's a guy who works at night on neon lights. because he doesn't want
to
work.
That's when they're on.
Well, I don't want to be too burst. The listener's bubble, but apparently most of these neon repairman guys work during the day. I've been told this now several times at gigs. You darn fool, we don't have that kind of insurance. But I just maintain that this character in this song is just that one wacky uninsured repairman guy, you know? It's just like, gotta see the night sky behind my... Thank you.
repairman of neon lights. Driving this town almost every night. Climbing way up where the neon's found. And I hear you there in that neon sound. I am a neon repairman. It's all I've ever done. Horseshoe bar, yes, I know it well. The coffee cup diner and the Palm Motel. I see you everywhere in the neon glow. And I need you more than want you, as the story goes. I am a neon repairman, working through the night, man, and coming home.
Michael Feldman's What Do You Know from Wisconsin Public
Freddie
Radio,
Johnston.
NPRI Public Radio International.